This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Yesterday, ISIS took credit for the Brussels, Belgium bombings at an airport and metro station during rush hour, killing 34 and injuring nearly 200. Two explosions took place at the airport, the first next to the American Airlines check-in counter, and the other outside a nearby Starbucks where people ran after the first explosion. Water pipes burst, causing the ground to run with blood in the ensuing pandemonium. Nails packed in what some think was a suitcase bomb caused the widespread injuries. The Worldview spoke to Reverend Patrick Power of St. Anthony's Parish in Belgium.
The statement that they've made is really about the numbers who have died and the numbers who are wounded. The Prime Minister has said this is the darkest day in a very dark day in the history of Belgium. That's as far as we know. But I think they're all in shock at the moment from what's happened.
An American serviceman and his family, as well as three Mormon missionaries from Utah, were among the wounded. American Airlines said none of their personnel were hurt. Gunfire and yelling in Arabic was heard shortly after the explosions, and a machine gun and an undetonated suicide belt were found. The assailants, who were photographed by the airport, are still at large. The attacks came just 4 days after the main suspect in the Paris terror attack was captured. Facebook activated a new feature called Safety Check, so people in Brussels could show friends they were safe. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz were quick to make comments after the attack. Trump said the attack bolsters his argument to limit people from the Middle East who want to travel to America, while Cruz took the opportunity to take a jab at Trump for saying Monday the U.S. should withdraw from NATO. Obama spoke from Cuba, still refusing to call the attacks Islamic extremism, but saying the U.S. would continue their fight with ISIL. For the second time in 3 days, ISIS attacked U.S. firebase Bell in Iraq. Two ISIS fighters were killed on Monday, but their first attack killed one U.S. Marine and wounded 8 on Saturday. 3 of the wounded were medevaced to Germany. Fear not, powers of darkness are still fighting, but the Prince of Peace has come. Isaiah 9:5-7 tells us, "For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise, and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." According to a new study in the journal Sage Open, the percentage of Americans who claim they never pray reached an all-time high in 2014, up fivefold since the 1980s, and the belief in God and interest in spirituality appears to have similarly declined. Interestingly, though, the same report said more Americans believe in heaven or some other kind of afterlife than in previous years. Author Jean Twenge told The Worldview she thinks this will ultimately damage American culture.
In my book, Generation Me, about the millennials, I discussed some of both the upsides and the downsides of what's probably behind a lot of these trends, which is the increase in individualism in American culture. So more focus on the self, less on community and social rules.
According to an annual study done by the Norwegian Monitor, for the first time ever, more Norwegians do not believe in God than those who do. Going into Tuesday's presidential primaries in Arizona, Idaho, and Utah, both frontrunners had more negative feelings from their parties than positive. Trump, negative 33, and Clinton, negative 21, the worst since 1984. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump beat Ted Cruz handily yesterday in Arizona, where illegal immigration is a major issue. Trump won 57% of the vote to Ted Cruz's 25% in that winner-take-all state where 58 delegates were up for grabs. However, Cruz won Tuesday's Republican caucuses in Utah, handily defeating frontrunner Donald Trump. According to the Washington Examiner, Cruz succeeded in clearing the 50% point threshold statewide and was therefore on track to win all of the state's 40 delegates. If no candidate had won a majority of the votes, than the delegates would have been awarded on a proportional basis among the candidates. Plus, Cruz beat Trump in Idaho 45% to 28%, splitting the delegates there 20 to 12. Cruz seized on Trump's foreign policy inexperience while declaring that the United States is at war with the Islamic State group. Cruz told reporters that Trump does not have the minimal knowledge one would expect from a staffer at the State Department, much less from Commander-in-Chief. The stakes are too high for learning on the job. In the Democrat race, Hillary won Arizona and Bernie Sanders won Idaho and Utah. And today, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will formally endorse Ted Cruz for president in an effort to help Republicans unite against Donald Trump's campaign. Jeb Bush said, "Ted is a consistent, principled conservative who has demonstrated the ability to appeal to voters and win primary contests. Washington is broken, and the only way Republicans can hope to win back the White House and put our nation on a better path is to support a nominee who can articulate how conservative policies will help people rise up and reach their full potential." A bill, sponsored by Idaho State Senator Cheryl Nuxhall, allowing the Bible back in public schools, has passed the legislature. It must be signed by Governor C.L. Otter if it is to become a law. The Worldview spoke to Senator Nuxhall about the importance of the bill.
It's very important because teachers and students and parents need to know that they are backed up by the state if they wish to use the Bible for reference purposes in the schools.
And Utah is now the 19th state to include the national motto, "In God We Trust," on standard option license plates. No extra charge. And that's the World View on this Wednesday, March 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.